Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
how to conduct a disciplinary hearing. I have with me Helena Hoet to walk us through this. Helena, how will a disciplinary hearing be conducted?
First of all, there must be a neutral chairperson that presides over the disciplinary hearing. The employer will be present. The employee will be present and may be represented by a fellow employee and a shop steward should he belong to a trade union. There may also be an interpreter present should interpretation be needed.
What does it mean that the chairperson must be neutral?
This means that the chairperson is objective and has no interest in the outcome of the disciplinary hearing.
How does the process work?
The chairperson must introduce himself to the parties present. He can then utilize a document named the official record of the disciplinary hearing. The parties will complete their names and sign on the document.
Helena, why must the parties sign the document? Is it not sufficient that the chairperson acknowledges their presence?
No, it is not sufficient. By appending their signatures, their attendance is confirmed.
What must be explained to the employee and by whom?
The chairperson must first ask the employee a couple of questions. He will also explain how the disciplinary hearing will work.
What questions must be asked to the employee?
The chairperson will inquire whether the employee received the notice to attend the disciplinary hearing at least 48 hours, that is 2 working days, prior to the disciplinary hearing. He will further inquire whether the employee needs interpretation, whether the employee is represented by a fellow employee or by a shop steward. He will also ask the employee if he's on paid suspension pending the outcome of the disciplinary hearing. The chairperson will inquire whether the employee understands the charges against him and whether he is ready to proceed with the disciplinary hearing.
What will happen if the employee answers no to any of the above questions?
It will depend on which question he answered no to. If he did not receive the notice at least 48 hours prior to the disciplinary hearing, and as such, he is not ready to proceed with the disciplinary hearing, the chairperson may postpone the disciplinary hearing. It will, however, depend on the circumstances, and the chairperson has a discretion as to how he will handle the situation.
If the employee is ready to proceed with the disciplinary hearing, what must be done?
The chairperson will read all the charges as it appears on the notice to attend a disciplinary hearing. The employee must then indicate how he pleads to the charges. He can either plead guilty or not guilty. The employee must sign next to every plea as confirmation of that plea.
What happens when the employee pleads guilty to all the charges?
The chairperson will then give the employee an opportunity to give a statement as to why he pleads guilty. The chairperson will also ask the employee questions to determine whether the employee admits to the misconduct that he has been charged with. The chairperson could then either accept the employee's guilty plea or reject it.
What would happen when the guilty plea is accepted by the chairperson?
The chairperson would indicate to the employer that it is not necessary to lead any evidence against the employee. The employee will be requested to submit mitigating factors that the chairperson must take into account when recommending an appropriate sanction. The employer will be requested to submit aggravating factors to the chairperson.
Helena, what is mitigating factors?
It is not an exhaustive list. The employee's age, years of employment, marital status, how many dependents he has, debts, accounts, even bills to pay, and whether this is a first offence or not, are examples of mitigating factors. He may also show remorse and apologise to his employer. He could ask for a second chance to improve his behaviour.
What then is aggravating factors?
The employer can indicate that this is not the employee's first offence. His disciplinary record can be used against him as aggravation. It could furthermore be stated that his years of service counts against him because he should have known better. The seriousness of the misconduct could also be aggravation. It could also be explained that the trust relationship between the parties has broken down.
What will happen after the mitigating and aggravating factors have been submitted?
The chairperson will consider the employee's guilty plea, the mitigating and aggravating factors. He will then recommend an appropriate sanction and give reasons as to his recommendation. The employer will then make the decision to follow the recommendation or not. The proceedings would then be adjourned.
What happens when the employee doesn't plead guilty to the charges?
The burden of proof is on the employer to prove the employee's guilt. The employer will start giving evidence.
What is the employee allowed to do?
After the employer has finished giving evidence, the employee and or his representative will be allowed to cross-examine the employer based on his testimony.
What must the employer's witnesses do?
It is important to note that they may not be present when the employer is testifying. When the employer is finished with his testimony and has been cross-examined by the employee, the employer may call his witnesses one by one to testify on his behalf. The employee and or his representative may cross-examine all the witnesses of the employer.
When will the employee get an opportunity to state his case?
Once when the employer and or his witness have finalized their case, the employer will give an opportunity to testify.
Who may cross-examine the employee?
The employer may cross-examine the employee and all the witnesses of the employee.
What happens when all the parties have testified?
It is in the discretion of the chairperson to adjourn the proceedings so that he can consider his findings. Or he may ask that the matter be adjourned for an hour or more to consider his findings.
What does it mean to consider his findings?
The chairperson must decide whether the employee is guilty or not guilty based on the evidence given.
What happens when the chairperson decides that the employee is innocent?
The chairperson will call the parties to the hearing room and indicate such to them. The charge against the employee will be dismissed. The employee will be excused from the process and no disciplinary action will be taken against him. He may then return to work.
Elena, what happens when the employee is found guilty of the charges against him?
The chairperson requests that mitigating and aggravating factors be submitted to him. This could be done at the disciplinary hearing, or it could be submitted to the chairperson in writing at a later stage. It is in the chairperson's discretion to determine the manner and date of submission.
What will the chairperson do when he has received the mitigating and aggravating factors?
The chairperson will consider the factors that were submitted to him. He will then recommend an appropriate sanction to the employer. The matter will then be adjourned.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skumanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.